It's 11th of December. I don't really remember myself before the war. I can't imagine how every morning I went to the radio station, in the afternoon to TV station to record my programs, how I wrote articles, quarreled with my bosses over fees, made plans for a future and lived an ordinary human life. For me, all this is hidden in the fog of war. Through this fog, you can't see how everything was arranged before. It is even more difficult to see through it what will be in the future. Only one thing is known for sure. I will definitely not be the same person I was before the war. Now I am literally saturated with hatred for the enemy. I am shaken with anger when I see traces of the presence of Russians on Ukrainian soil. When I hear from people who survived the occupation stories about what the invaders did. I know that over time this anger and hatred will subside. After the victory, after the liberation of all the occupied territories, these feelings will no longer be as acute as they are now. But they will never go out completely. These feelings will always be with me, and there will be bewilderment with me. I will never be able to understand how millions of Russians suddenly decided that their main goal in life is the destruction of my country. Not building roads at home, not repairing collapsed schools and hospitals, not saving the lives of their own sick children, not raising pensions for their old people, but a crazy, brutal war against a neighboring state. They invented thousands of excuses for themselves, historical, political, even religious, but they cannot hide the obvious behind this lie. They came to a foreign country as invaders. They came to kill and drop, rape and maim. And they are sure that they are allowed to do it, that it is justified by their ideas about history, their understanding of politics, their religion. What history, what politics, what religion can explain and justify the grief that the Russians brought to Ukraine? My country has become a country of homeless old people whose houses were destroyed by the Russians, a country of orphans whose parents were killed by the Russians, a country of widows whose husbands died at the front or were tortured to death in captivity. For me, this war is an epic battle between good and evil, a biblical confrontation between light and darkness. I hate war, but I'm happy to be on the side of the light. This light is changing me. For example, I never really liked poetry, and now I love it. I began to understand and feel poetry, and even translated into English a short but very powerful poem by the Ukrainian poetess Dominika Kozlovska about this war. Here it is, listen. They said, "Hey granny, hop inside the bus, cause Russians are getting closer to us. Grab your cat and move from here." She refused and said, "My dear, I'm too old to live, so put a lid with my young neighbors and their kid." Old lady went downstairs to her storeroom, the dusty small cage in need of a broom. She's taking away the bottles and cans, moving the barrels and crumbled tin pans for clearing the way to the huge heavy door where someone inside, someone scratching the floor. She's taking away the bolts and the locks and doing all this to herself, lady talks. I've never imagined I'll see it again. I clearly remember how old war began. They came here with tanks nearly era ago, and now again with the tanks way ago. Move outside, but don't spoil the gardens. I'll see it cause birds are your wardens. Your job is to help us with Russians. The old lady's cat interrupts the discussion. Arching his back, he hissed and tinked while glass in the window loudly rinked. The Russians are moving Ukrainian ground. The old lady frees the free-headed hound.